Dark Matter News. I'm Leo Ashcraft. Some breaking news coming in this evening. Parts of Japan are evacuating as a minor tsunami is expected. Following the cancellations of the tsunami advisory for California this afternoon, according to a report from the National Weather Service, low-lying parts of Japan are being evacuated as the small waves are set to hit the coast starting at 2020 UTC. While waves aren't expected to be larger than 1 to 2 feet, Japan is no stranger to previous tsunami evacuations. In 2011, a major tsunami devastated the coast of Tohoku following a 9.0 magnitude earthquake 43 miles east of the Osaka Peninsula. Waves were recorded up to 133 feet in height in Miyako. The quake and subsequent tsunami caused the devastating meltdown of 3 nuclear reactors in Fukushima. We have several listeners and one of our Dark Matter News contributors in Japan. If you are a local resident in Japan, please stay tuned in to local news sources for evacuation advisories. We will continue to provide updates throughout the day of any news relating to these developments here on Dark Matter News Radio as well as darkmatternews.com. Our editor-in-chief, Haunted Skeptic, is keeping a close eye on this, and there's extensive articles that she's written throughout the evening and throughout the day regarding these earthquakes and this tsunami. A member of the Bigfoot community has released a video depicting what appears to be a humanoid in the wilderness playing peekaboo at night. You can see an outline of the creature with 2 glowing eyes, darting up and down between the amateur filmmaker and a bush when suddenly a rock is thrown. The video is an enhancement of the original footage captured by YouTube user Robert Dodson. We'd like to know what you think is going on here. Could it be a simple hoax? Could it be the elusive Bigfoot or something else? Take a look at the video online at darkmatternews.com. Let us know what you see.
Want to lose weight? Then turn your body into a furnace that literally melts the fat away. That's exactly what Thermometer does. Thermometer is uniquely formulated with patented ingredients like bitter orange, brown seaweed, and decaffeinated green tea. Their combined thermogenic properties boost up your metabolism and turn up the heat in your body so you melt the fat away without any jittery side effects. Thermometer is not available in stores. It's only available to listeners of this station. We're giving away 100 free bottles right now to anyone who enrolls in our special trial offer. Call now for your risk-free trial offer. 800-710-3720, 800-710-3720, 800-710-3720. One more time, 800-710-3720.
Did you know that the news and articles that you hear on Dark Matter News Radio is written by Art Bell and Dark Matter News fans? Well, you can too. You can write for Dark Matter News. Just visit our website at darkmatternews.com and click on the Write for DMN link right at the top of your screen. And you'll soon be on your way to being famous like Haunted Skeptic, Ryan Cook, Richard T. Smith, Kingslayer, Jeremy C. Just like the hipster who claimed they were into a particular band before anybody else had a chance to listen to them, many practitioners complain that the atmosphere surrounding American voodoo has become decidedly commercial. Most web searches into the subject reveal an off-putting commercial veneer, mostly turning up high-priced haunted tours and accompanying merchandise and souvenirs, at prices more shocking than any supernatural revelation. The collective fear and the practice undoubtedly arose from its mysterious nature. American voodoo was scary because it was on the periphery. Originally brought to Louisiana by Haitian slaves in the 18th and 19th centuries, voodoo quickly spread amongst the Creole, French, Spanish, and enslaved populations already living there. So-called voodoo queens used to rule New Orleans, living like spiritual pop stars. But does it really work? Like with any spiritual practice, answering such a question is a slippery slope. There's something to be said for the preservation of a cultural identity. Now that the practice has been popularized in order to sell keychains and candles, does it still carry any of its old fear factor? The animated Disney hit The Princess and the Frog featured New Orleans voodoo heavily. Once you're in a Disney movie, how underground can you be? Have you seen The Princess and the Frog? It's a commercial success. Is commercial success the same as mainstream acceptance? What do you think? Want to see more comics? Check out the one that Ryan Cook just did called Voodoo Village for Dark Matter News at darkmatternews.com. You'll love it. I'm Leo Ashcraft, Dark Matter News.